Alabama is still recovering after tornadoes hit the southeast last week, killing at least 10 people. In Selma, the storms tore through homes and businesses, destroying entire city blocks. Despite the disaster, Selma hosted its annual march to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday. For more, let's bring in Kyle Gassett, host and producer at Troy Public Radio in Alabama. Kyle, welcome.
Hi, Deepa.
Kyle, you spent time in Selma over the weekend. What did you see?
Well, Deepa, this is a big storm that hit Selma. There were actually, out of this system, 9 storms that hit Alabama, and these were deadly storms. People lost their lives. There were no fatalities in Selma, but the storm that hit there was an EF2 tornado, so it was very strong. And there are parts of the city that are just devastated. And right now, they're working to restore power and really put the city back together again.
Okay, and any word on how long it will be to restore power?
It looks like it's still going to be a few days. When I was there on Sunday, they were working in some of the neighborhoods that had been hit. The storm kind of went end to end across the city and hit some of the oldest structures in town. So there's a lot of work that's happening there. There are a lot of individuals, families that have lost their homes. So members of the community are pulling together to provide food, water, and shelter.
And one of those really old structures that was hit, a house, a museum, Sturdivant Hall in Selma, you spoke with Mary Margaret Mims, who is the director. Let's listen.
You know, everything has to put on pause for a little while, but we'll start building back and build stronger than ever before, I think. You know, I think this is going to make Selma a much stronger place.
Around a third of residents in the area live below the poverty line. How difficult is it going to be for them to recover from the damage to their homes and their property, Kyle?
It's going to be a while, Deepa. This was extensive damage. And as you said, it did hit across a lot of these communities that really need help already. But as you heard Mary Margaret Mims say, and I heard this echoed in a lot of the interviews that I did over the weekend, there's an opportunity here, a lot of people believe, for Selma to come back better, to actually rebuild, and for people to come together to rebuild Selma and make it better than it was before.
I mean, that's a sentiment that the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would have very much been in support of. Yesterday, obviously, was his holiday. And as we know, Selma played an important role in the civil rights movement. It was the starting point of the historic March to Montgomery led by Dr. King. Did residents have space to reflect on that history despite all the turmoil caused by this tornado?
Yes, that was one of the first questions that I had when I started talking with people after the storm is, what is Monday going to be like for you here? And they really wanted to take that opportunity to do just what you said, reflect and really hope that King's message of nonviolence and bringing communities together could work again in Selma. And not only for this instance, but Deepa, as you mentioned, the 1965 march across the bridge, across the Evan Pettus Bridge for voting rights, the commemoration of that event is happening in early March. And so they're already looking forward to that event. They say it's going to go forward just as the march did for MLK Day. And so a lot of this is really looking back to their history to move forward into the future.
And talking of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, you know, that bridge, the namesake is a KKK leader and a state senator. Let's listen to someone you spoke to, Faya Rose Touré, talking about, you know, the bridge's namesake.
Goodness gracious, I wish the storm could have wiped away that name, but that name is still there. But the history of what that bridge stands for, the resilience of a people who fought so hard for this country to be a real democracy.
We only have about 20 seconds left, but tell us what kind of a community Selma is, Kyle. How are residents leaning on one another to get through this?
Well, Selma is a place which often, I think, comes together whenever there's a community event such as this. When I was there, I saw all different community members coming together to really, even in the moments after the storm, work to keep traffic flowing. They had to cut power lines so people could get through the city. And right now they're working to build across all barriers that are in the city and really put the city back together again.
And Kyle Gassett, host and producer at Troy Public Radio in Alabama. Thank you.
Thank you, Deepa.